Former Georgia Governor Zell Miller died Friday morning. He was 86. Miller pioneered the lottery-funded Hope Scholarship. It has provided nearly $9.5 billion in financial assistance to deserving college students. Zell Miller was keynote speaker for two national nominating conventions, one each Democratic and Republican. That's a distinction shared by no one. Chuck Reese joins us on the line now. He is outside of Young Harris, Georgia, where a memorial service for Zell Miller will take place later this morning. Chuck is the editor of the Bitter Southerner magazine, but years ago, Chuck has actually served as Miller's press secretary back when he was governor of Georgia. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Who was the Zell Miller that you knew?
The Zell Miller that I knew was dedicated really to two things. He wanted to make sure that the children of Georgia had a chance to get a decent education. And secondly, he was dedicated to making sure that people who grew up without advantages had a way to step onto the social ladder and start climbing up it.
How do you recall his personality being when you first started working for him?
Well, Governor Miller was a really interesting person. He, of course, is known as being a politician and was known for his occasional irascibility, particularly with the press. But he was a man who had a lot of passions outside politics, most particularly baseball and country music. He kept a copy of the Baseball Encyclopedia, a current edition, under his desk in the governor's office for easy reference when he needed it. And he used to joke around. He loved the people who wrote country songs so much. He loved the craft of songwriting so much. He used to joke around that we should pass a law that DJs on radio stations would have to announce not only the name of the artist singing the song, but the person who wrote it.
Ooh, like that.
I liked it too.
As a lifelong writer of words, you and I'm sure we both like that.
Absolutely. I used to jokingly encourage him to get somebody to introduce that bill. Of course, that never happened, but
he did actually make the Hope Scholarship happen, and that's probably the thing that he's best known for within Georgia. Where did that legislation come from? Was that his idea to begin with?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. HOPE is an acronym that he made up, Helping Outstanding Pupils Educationally. Not many people remember that, but that's the case. Of course, the way he pronounced it was Helping Outstanding Pupils Educationally. But that was the key thing he wanted to do, and that was what he ran in 1990 on. I became his press secretary shortly after he was inaugurated for his first term, and everyone was already very hard at work on getting the lottery law passed and written. It was written very skillfully and very tightly, so that unlike many other states that had put lottery legislation in place, saying that the money would be devoted to education and then just sort of scattering it all over a state budget. Right. In Georgia, the law was written so that that could not be done. The money could only be given to the Hope Scholarship and to a pre-K program, which is now all over Georgia as well and has been a hugely influential thing. And finally, to make sure that schools had the technology they needed so that kids could prosper as we went into the information age.
Now, outside of Georgia, I imagine that Zell Miller is best remembered as the lifelong Southern Democrat who flipped Republican late in his life and was a very prominent endorser of George W. Bush's reelection campaign in 2004 and was opposed to Democrat John Kerry's candidacy that year. As someone who worked for him for many years, Chuck, what did you make of that move?
Well, I didn't agree with him on that move, but the thing about it was that, Miller left the governorship in 1998 with over an 80% approval rating. And then would never have returned to public life, I believe, had it not been for the death of Senator Paul Coverdale and the fact that then Governor Roy Barnes appointed Governor Miller to that U.S. Senate seat. But I do think that he believed the party was drifting a bit too far to the left, the Democratic Party. But there's one thing you said when you first brought this up that's actually incorrect and that should be pointed out. He never flipped Republican.
He did not officially. He endorsed many, many Republican candidates after that point.
And it should be pointed out that one of the last significant endorsements he made was for Democrat Michelle Nunn in her race for the Senate against David Perdue. And, he was a man who believed the Democratic Party should look after the little people, which is very much, I grew up in the mountains just like Miller did. And that's what, people of his generation and my generation grew up believing, that the Democratic Party was the party that stood for people like us. People who lived in isolated areas, people who might not have the advantages of people who lived in more populated places. And that was what drove him. That was what was in his heart the whole time. I mean, people of goodwill might disagree over what his motivations were toward the end of his career, but I like to think I know where his heart was and where it stayed.
That's Chuck Reese. He's the editor of the Bitter Southerner magazine. But back in the day, he was press secretary for former Georgia Governor Zell Miller. Miller died Friday morning at 86. Chuck, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Adam. It's always a pleasure.
A public memorial for Zell Miller will be held at 10 o'clock this morning on the campus of Young Harris College. That's Miller's alma mater. Then on Tuesday at 11 a.m., there will be another memorial at Peachtree Road United Methodist Church in Atlanta. And finally, Zell Miller's executive state funeral will be at the state capitol at 11 a.m. on Wednesday. And we will talk more about Zell Miller's life and career and personal history later today on GPB's Political Rewind, starting at 2 o'clock. Thank you.